One afternoon, the wife of Sandipani Muni saw some unseasonable rain approaching. This happens every 5 minutes in Belgium. But in India, there are times when it's monsoon, and then there are other seasonal times, and then there is no monsoon during that time. So she saw unseasonable rain approaching, and she knew we have to keep the sacrificial fire burning during this time, but we are simply not prepared. We don't have enough firewood. So keeping the instructions of her husband, Sandipani Muni, in mind, she said to all the brahmacharis, you go out into the forest and collect wood so that our fire, which burns already since many years, 40 years, is not stopped. She didn't tell Krishna and Balaram because she knew Sandipani Muni, her husband, didn't want the two exalted students to go out. But all the other boys said, oh, a storm is coming. A storm is coming, threatening our very lives. We are too afraid to go into the forest. So unknown to the wife, Krishna, the best student of his spiritual master with Balaram, went out into the forest. Balaram went one way, and Krishna, together with Sudam, went the other way. It was a rainstorm, my dear devotees. Rain as thick as pillars came down from the sky. Later, Krishna met Sudam, the Brahmana, and reminiscent about this time. It's in the Bhagavatam. It's like when students from the Bhaktivedanta College come together in America and they say, do you remember how we stole the Mahaprasad? And they will share their adventures with each other. So Krishna said to Sudama years later, when he was the king of Dwaraka and received Sudama, O Brahmana, Do you remember what happened to us when we lived in the ashram of our spiritual master and he sent us out when that unseasonal rain was there? Actually, we were not sent out. We just went on our own. Do you remember? When we entered the vast forest, the sun set and the forest was covered by darkness in every direction. There was flooding so that we couldn't distinguish the high lands from the lowlands any longer. Constantly we were attacked by the rain and we lost our ways like the animals in the forest. At the end, when the flooding became too much, we simply held our hands. Do you remember, Sudam? Sudama went, yes, yes, very well. We held our hands, didn't we? Then the next morning, Sandipani Muni asked his wife, I don't see the dark one. I don't see the white one. And where is that Brahman who is the friend of the dark one? I also don't see him, this boy. Did you send them out into the forest? No, said the wife. But I have a feeling that they went on their own, seeing that the boys were too afraid to go into the forest. Sandipani Muni became irrationally furious on his wife. How could you tolerate it? I was just turning my way to do my sacrifices and puja, and you... Then he caught himself. His wife was standing there weeping. I miss them so much, she said, but I didn't send them out. He was so disturbed that the next morning he couldn't do his daily pujas. He couldn't do his Shalagram pujas. He was just thinking, where is that boy, that dark boy who has taken possession of every corner of my heart? And the moment the sun came up, he went with all his friends, students, into the jungle to find Krishna and Balaram. By then, Krishna and Balaram and Sudam had joined together, and Krishna and Balaram were joking together. For them, an ordinary storm of this world is nothing. So when Sandipani Muni came, you know, he was breaking through the jungle. He was so anxious. His students were laughing. Krishna and Balaram were laughing. But the moment, listen to this, to become educated in proper behavior, you must listen to this. The moment Krishna and Balaram saw that their guru was approaching, they became shy and couldn't continue their joking. They looked down on the ground as if they were ordinary students. Sandipani Muni at that time blessed them. Do you remember, said Krishna to Sudam when they met in Dwaraka, Sandipani Muni's blessing? Sudama with tears in his eyes. You know, he was before the Lord who was his schoolmate. He said, yes, yes, yes. Krishna said, Sandi Muni told us, O my children, you have suffered so much for my sake. The body usually is most dear to every living creature. But you are so dedicated to me that you completely disregarded your own comfort. This indeed is the duty of all true disciples. They should repay the debt to their spiritual master by offering him with pure hearts their wealth and even their very lives. You boys, said Sandipani Muni, are first-class brahmanas. May all your desires be fulfilled. And may the Vedic mantras which I have taught you never lose their meaning for you. My dear devotees, there's deep significance in this blessing. May also for you the Hare Krishna mantra never lose its deep meaning. When we chant mantras, sometimes when we chant them negligently, they lose their meaning for us. Especially those of you who are twice initiated and have received the sacred Gayatri mantras, if you don't chant them at the proper time, there's a shastra which says that the mantra itself, that is the divine essence, will just run away and you only have the empty letters left, not the mantra devata. Then Sandipani Muni went to Krishna and embraced him. And as he was embracing him, he was shaking, because anyone who embraces Krishna becomes electrified. He embraced Balaram, he embraced Sudam, and he said, "My dear boys, may all the Vedic knowledge become manifested in your heart." My dear devotees, if you want that blessing from Srila Prabhupada and your own spiritual master, you should also offer your life and your intelligence in the divine service of our exalted parampara, and then that blessing will come to you, and spontaneously in your heart you will be enlightened and enlivened. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare As we sing, you should all remember this pastime. Remember how Krishna went out to give the example of the perfect student in the rain. And remember how it was flooding, and the Lord finally went on a little island. And all this while, he carried the wood. He didn't throw it in the water. And how Sandipani Muni became so anxious to see him. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. My dear devotees, yesterday you heard about the amazing array of subject matters which Krishna and Balaram studied at the Gurukul of their spiritual master. What you didn't hear about yesterday is how they learned and what was their capacity. Usually you are supposed to study the Vedic scripture three times. In the Bhagavatam we hear that Lord Brahma heard the whole Vedas three times in order to grasp something about them. But Krishna and Balaram studied the Vedas only once and they learned them totally and were praised by all others, the older students who had studied the Vedas many times. You must know that they were placing the knowledge of the Vedas into their hearts like pictures which are placed into a room. Their guru could simply not understand how they were learning. There's a famous verse describing the Gurukul time of Krishna. The The verse says in English, "It is well known that Krishna and Balaram learned from Sandipani Muni, and that Sandipani gave them many areas of knowledge. But the real truth is that Krishna and Balaram enlightened Sandipani Muni, not the other way around." Now, my dear devotees, I will enter into a very tender subject. I will discuss the bedtime discussions which Krishna and Balaram had. And as you study what they spoke when they went to bed, just these few precious 5 minutes before, you will see something about the heart of Krishna and the heart of Balaram, which will make you understand the mind of the Lord in a better way. Krishna and Balaram were missing Vrindavan dearly. Already when they had traveled from Vrindavan to Avantipura, they had cried profusely whenever they passed through the settlement of cowherd men. Krishna said, "When I see these cows, and when I see the houses which are built with goba, I remember Vrindavan and I cry, why have I left? Why have I left?" Sometimes they could not move, but they stood before the villages, remembering Vrindavan, stunned. What have we done? What have we done? Was the only thought they could think at that time. We have left Vrindavan. So they would learn all day in the Gurukul of Sandipani Muni. But when they came to their little sleeping places in the evening, they could not find sleep. Krishna would turn to Balaram and say, "Baldau, whenever I hear the word mother in school, I think of Yashoda and how she is remembering me. How even now, every day, she cooks in the morning a meal, hoping that I will return, although I have not returned for many weeks. And when I hear the word father, Balaram, I think of Nanda and how he is suffering in our absence. His body is on fire. It's so hot, suffering our separation, that his friends do not come close to him to embrace him, because who would like to fall into fire?" Balaram at that time starts to cry, "I simply want to leave everything and go back to Vrindavan." It is well possible that at that time Krishna and Balaram remembered their pastimes in Vrindavan and how the gopis would talk about them. It is well possible that they remembered the cows. Once one gopi said to her friends, "My dear friends, the cows are also charmed when they hear the transcendental flute play of Krishna. It sounds to them like the pouring of nectar, and they immediately spread their long ears just to catch the liquid nectar of the flute. And the calves, they are seen having the nipples of the udders of their mother in the mouth. But they forget to suck the milk. All of us know, my dear devotees, the one interest of the calf, nothing else, the only singular interest of the calf is the milk of the mother. He's not interested in Belgium, not interested in politics, wouldn't care less if Obama is the president or Bhakta Joe. The calf wants to get the milk. But they remain, this is not the gopis talk, they remain struck with devotion and tears glide down their eyes, showing how they are embracing Krishna heart to heart. Krishna and Balaram must have talked about the birds of Vrindavan. When they played their flutes, the birds would assemble on the branches. They would close their eyes like great yogis. They would sit on one place and they would surround themselves with the leaves like yogis in the cave. So therefore they must have been great yogis in their past lives, meditating to come to Vrindavan to hear the flute of Krishna and Balaram. During that time, Krishna and Balaram carried binding ropes on their shoulders and in their hands, just like ordinary cowherd boys. Do you know why binding ropes? Yes. Yes, so that they don't kick. When you would look at Balaram's and Krishna's shoulders, there was the indent of the binding ropes. And sometimes, out of playfulness, they would take these ropes, who were different colored, and they would bind them around the turban to carry them. In spite of their being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they played exactly like cowherd boys, and everything became wonderful and attractive. While Krishna was engaged tending the cows in the forest of Vrindavan or on Govardhan Hill, the gopis in the village were always absorbed in thinking of him and discussing his different pastimes. Prabhupada says, this is the perfect example of Krishna consciousness, to somehow or other remain always engrossed in thoughts of Krishna. So Balaram and Krishna were just, or Krishna and Balaram were just, you know, lying on the little beds. They couldn't fall asleep because they thought of the love of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Their parents, the gopis, the cows and the calves, and also the birds who were like perfect yogis, sitting in meditation and listening to this flute song. Time came for the Gurukul to end. The graduation ceremony arrived. All the people of Avantipura came on that day to the ashram of Sandipani Muni because they knew Krishna Balaram. Why? Because every morning Krishna Balaram would faithfully go out for begging on behalf of their Guru Maharaj. They came and presented Krishna with the best clothes and the best ornaments to celebrate their two favorite students. Anyone who saw Krishna with these new ornaments and cloth saw him shining with happiness. You must know there's something about Krishna He's a good dresser. We will see soon a movie about Krishna in some of his extraordinary fashionable dressing. And if you have any desire left for dressing, you will become inspired by the dresses of Krishna. Now, do you know what is important when you learn? After the graduation ceremony, there's one last thing you need to do. And that is to give a dakshin to your teacher. Only if you give a dakshin to Yadunandan Maharaj, and I think Sudevi, is your learning completed. This is very important. Something must be given. If you are poor, then get a flower or from the forest or something. Something must be given. So Krishna Balaram, keeping the tradition alive, went to Sandipani Muni and they knew they could give him anything, but they asked him, what would you like as your Guru Dakshin? Sandipani Muni said, I have to ask my wife. They sat together and they had seen already that these were uncommon students, so they should also ask them for something quite uncommon. He went to his wife and consulted with her, because women always know everything. Then they came back and they said, oh, Krishna Balaram. No, they didn't know the names. Remember, Krishna Balaram were incognito there. They said, oh, the white one. Oh, the black one. That was the name by which the Krishna Balaram announced themselves to the teacher. Our son has gone to take bath in the ocean near Prabhasa Chetra. As he was swimming happily in the waves, he all of a sudden was pulled underneath the water and never returned. Please give us the gift of our son's presence. Krishna Balaram smiled immediately. I mean, this is the most difficult thing you can imagine. Imagine someone drowns in the water, and then you want someone else to get him. This is practically dead. He needs to be brought back from the dead people. So Krishna Balaram just smiled and said, this is the nature of great souls. You have asked for very little. Though the great souls perfectly serve, they are shy and they desire very little service from their servants whom they support. Then they happily offered their respects to their guru and his wife. And it's described, they fastened their seat belt, their waist belts, which were strong like thunder. They went on a chariot, told the driver G to speed the chariot, and they drove by concentrating their mind to the ocean. Now, in that incarnation, it was the first time where Krishna Balaram saw the ocean. They usually see the Yamuna ji. So Krishna said, look at the ocean, Balaram. It's coming close to embrace us by his rolling waves. The ocean is smiling with his foam. And look, the millions of clouds over the ocean. They are rumbling. That is his welcoming music. By his waves, the ocean is dancing and greeting us. This is how they talked, very innocently. When the ocean heard this affectionate talk between Krishna and Balaram, he was charmed. And he came before Krishna and Balaram and he said, Varuna, the god of the waters, has told me I should meet you. Varuna had said that all oceans have a limit, but Krishna and Balaram are oceans of mercy and they have no limit. That's the difference between Krishna and Balaram, the ocean, and normal oceans like us. Krishna and Balaram then asked the ocean, do you know where the son of our teacher is? We want to bring him back. The ocean said, I saw him swimming, and all of a sudden he was pulled under. I think it must be the demon Panchajanya who sits on the ground of me. Krishna said, Haimo, let's go. He immediately jumped into the water. The ocean followed him, and Krishna dove right down without any diving equipment to a huge demon. He lived in a conch shell. This demon saw out of the conch shell, my God, there's another boy coming. I already killed one boy, and he went out. And Krishna saw him coming, and he just took smilingly his fist and liberated him from his demon life. But the boy was nowhere to be found. So Krishna took that huge conch shell in which the demon used to live, and he just dove up with the conch shell and said to Balaram, Balaram, look, I have found my eternal associate, the Panchajanya conch shell. It's very good because it's very loud. But Baladev, we have to say goodbye to the ocean and we have to go where all path ends. We have to go to this town where no one ever has returned. Let us go to Samyamanipur. Now, anyone who knows this town's name will scream and run out of the place where this name is said. I will also only mention this name one time. This name is the most heavy name. It's called the hellish. It's the hellish planets, really, where the sinners go. It's a place where Yamaraj judges everyone. So Krishna and Balaram, with the speed of light, went to the gates of that town whose name should not be spoken. And Krishna blew in his conch shell. My dear devotees, what happened when the sound of the conch shell was heard by the residents of hell is so exalted, it is so special, that I will tell it tomorrow. Up till now, I will just bring you to this stage. Please know, Krishna and Balaram have gone now to the town of death. Krishna and Balaram can also come to you at the moment of death. And they can liberate you, although your life was not ideal. Krishna and Balaram are very, very powerful. They are extremely merciful. They are beyond all descriptions. But tomorrow we will try to describe what happened when Krishna sounded his conch shell, Panchajanya, which came back to him in this Leela. And What happened to the son? What happened to the fearful Yamaraj? Don't miss that katha. You will talk about it to your children, to you, the next generations. You will make SMS to your friends. It's so extraordinary beautiful. But for now, just sing to Krishna and please remember what you have heard.